Welcome to this Phase Change Software podcast. Today we're talking with Bill and Eileen Hinshaw, founders of Cobol Cowboys, a software and IT consulting firm assisting organizations that rely on COBOL-based applications. Bill and Eileen started Cobol Cowboys to provide expert development and IT support for public and private sector clients that lack the personnel required to fix and maintain their legacy software. The Cobol Cowboys roster of freelance consultants provides software solutions and development support in a number of vertical markets, including banking, state government, healthcare, and manufacturing. For more information on Cobol Cowboys, visit www.cobolcowboys.com. And now, our interview with Bill and Eileen Hinshaw. Good afternoon, Bill and Eileen, and thank you for taking the time to talk with us about Cobol's newfound fame. We've seen a number of media reports of government agencies blaming Cobol for their computer system meltdowns, only to backtrack those comments after Bill and others revealed that it was actually the front-end systems that were to blame. You've done a fair number of public interviews about these stories, but today we want to talk about how we move beyond the current issues and how organizations should update their legacy computing systems. You believe education is the key to modernization, so we don't have to face these issues again. Bill, when you were being interviewed about the current crisis, why did everyone assume COBOL was to blame?
Most of the interviews are from reporters. Basically, they're young reporters, most of them, and all I know is that COBOL is bad. So they go into the interview with a negative feeling about COBOL, and the first question is, you know, what exactly is COBOL? And the second question is, why is it still in use? And at the end of the interview, this conversation, they've changed their tone, and they say, oh, we didn't realize it was running the world. We didn't realize if I went to an ATM machine someplace that 95% of those ATM transactions touch COBOL somewhere along the line. They said, we don't realize that. All we know is this COBOL is bad. We don't know it runs organizations around the world. They just don't realize that because they haven't been taught that.
Okay, so has the tone of your interviews changed since you and others revealed that the front-end infrastructure was to blame for the system failures and not the back-end legacy applications?
We did start graciously declining interviews, basically because the majority of the interviews were tied around the state's unemployment systems and why people weren't getting their unemployment checks. And since Bill knew that the main problem did not lie on the back end, we just graciously started declining because it really wasn't a COBOL issue. And at that point, then some of the reporters that would come through to us would send questions in advance. They had done their homework, their preparation. So the tone of the journalism is changing.
I understand that Cobol Cowboys' increased name recognition as a result of these media interviews has resulted in more developers contacting you about learning COBOL.
We're also starting to get some interviews, or not interviews, but resumes and questions from young people who say, I went to college, I learned all this new technology, I'm very proficient at it. But what I'm finding out, I need to know more about the mainframe of COBOL because that's where the action really is. And they say, we had a defect in our education at colleges because they quit teaching mainframe and COBOL. They should have taught us that along with the new technology because there's a lot of handshaking going on between the front end, i.e. the unemployment claims collecting data, and the back end where the back end is processing all these unemployment claims. Back end never had a problem with the unemployment claims. It could handle as many as you give it, but it was the front end. The young people are going to say, hey, maybe we were misled or misinformed on the value of mainframes and COBOL. We really need to know that information because that's where the action really takes place.
How about you, Eileen?
It's been one of the most exciting things I've ever been involved with. It's as if we are walking in a vision. The AI involvement is something that very much excites me in working with Phase Change, to see how we're going to reach out to the younger generation to assist them to put the tools in their hands that they will need to continue on in the future with COBOL and with IT.
One of the industry debates right now is whether reliant companies and government agencies should rip and replace their COBOL-based applications with programs written in more modern programming languages, or if they should keep the legacy system back-end and use current technologies to modernize the front-end. Which viewpoint do you support?
Definitely modernization. IBM has kept everything evergreen. The latest hardware, the latest software. As I said before, hop off a bicycle, jump onto a Harley Davidson. That's a change. Mm-hmm. And I do not recommend replacement at all. I do not recommend. It might be good for small organizations, very small, but not large organizations, not government, not banking, not insurance companies, not healthcare. You don't want to replace 60 years worth of work by going to new technology. You expose yourself to failure. Unbelievable failure. There's an article that says there's an 80% failure of moving to new technology. There's one bank in Australia that converted everything to new technology because they cost them just under $1 billion. There's a bank on the UK that they replaced COBOL and went with new technology. Unfortunately, they didn't understand the business rules. The president lost his job. All the executives lost their bonuses. They lost 80,000 customers. So there's a risk. We believe that the front end ought to be based on new technology. Let the back end be based on COBOL and all the business rules. We believe in using the best software for the job. The best software on the front end is new technology with its graphical displays and the way it handles internet coming through. It belongs on the front end, but let the actual processing be done on the back end. That's the handshake. That's the reason the young people got to learn both the front end and the back end. It's the handshaking. And you got to use the best tools.
And I would like to add that COBOL Cowboys is in complete support of the future education of our younger coders, programmers, those who will be working with COBOL in the future. It's going to take education. It's going to take tools to put in their hands. It's going to take mentoring. It's going to take some years of experience. But our young people are bright, and they've already got a lot of languages under their belt. But we need young coders, programmers in the COBOL world to bring the industry up to date and where it needs to be. And that is going to take a village. That's going to take all of us to support and push and nurture and mentor, etc. But COBOL Cowboys is fully behind that move.
Basically, education is the key to everything.
Bill and Eileen, thank you for sharing your time and expertise with us. You and others that built these extraordinary systems are the reason why the computing world is once again learning the importance of these legacy applications and why they are appreciating the programming languages like COBOL. To read more about Bill and Eileen Hinshaw's story and COBOL Cowboys, visit www.cobolcowboys.com. Thank you for listening to this Phase Change Software podcast. If you are interested in learning more about Phase Change Software, visit our website at www.phasechange.ai or follow our LinkedIn and Facebook pages and our Twitter feed at Phase Change AI.